This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an age-old conversation. We have it this time of year, every year, the scores of the U.S. Open. They're too low. They're too high. It's too easy. It's too hard. We'll talk about that at 8:30. Michael McHenry at 9 o'clock of AT&T Sportsnet to talk about the Bucks' winless road trip here on the Fan Morning Show. We're live at American Natural in Wexford. A few of those breakfast sandwiches left for those of you that stop by and say hello before 10 o'clock. The NFL's going to screw up this pass interference review process, aren't they?
They've already screwed up the process to get to the pass interference
so
process.
So let's review.
Judy Batiste has like the most thorough reporting on all of this.
Yes, and so we just went straight to her Twitter account because she's fantastic. Back at the annual meeting, late March, clubs approved the expansion of reviewable plays to include pass interference. They approved it for 1 year only, though. Then late April, NFL officiating staff visited the teams to review the rules and gather feedback from coaches. Okay, about a month later, this is just a few weeks ago, in late May at the spring league meetings, teams voted to grant the competition committee the authority to allow coaches' challenges for pass interference only inside the final 2 minutes of each half and throughout overtime. The only situation in which a coach can challenge within the last 2 minutes of a half or OT. But then, just about a week and a half ago, during conference calls, NFL officials and head coaches reviewed the replay process for pass interference, and now we're at the point where they're going to keep it upstairs. There will be a replay official in the last 2 minutes who will stop under, and this is a direct quote, strict criteria / guidelines to prevent excessive game stoppages. This is going to become a circus.
So wait, we're classifying a play within a reviewable guideline that you can review and need to put it into that guideline in order to review it, but we don't know what it is because it's all kept upstairs.
It's going to be...
So this, you know exactly what happened here? I told you this from the beginning, this was going to happen. They went ahead and they said, okay, pass interference will be reviewable. And then after they carried that down the road so far, then they said, you know what? Those like media types and the fans that are saying this, they're actually right. The Hail Mary is going to be absolutely crazy. But now we've already pushed this down the road so far that we said we can review pass interference. But the Hail Mary is so crazy that there's pass interference on every Hail Mary. Now what the hell are we going to do?
Well, you know what
That's where we are with this.
You know what I take, quote, stricter criteria / guidelines to mean? We're just not going to review Hail Marys for pass interference. Like, every other play in those last 2 minutes, maybe we'll keep it. Like, this again gets back to when you use replays extensively, as most major professional sports now use it, the goal is to make everything black and white. You don't want to leave any gray area. You don't want to leave any judgment calls up to the officials. But what this does now is it introduces even more gray area, even more judgment into an area that's supposed to be strictly black and white. Like you either choose to replay something or not, and it's either a flag or it's not. But this is going to be a gray area where somebody in a booth is going to say, or somebody in New York is going to say, yeah, I don't think that's worth reviewing. Well, why isn't that one specific play worth reviewing, but another one is, if a similar type of foul is occurring? And that's what it's going to—that's what it's all going to distill down to.
Right.
This is going to solve. It's going to effectively neuter the replay review process for pass interference.
Right, because rules are black and white.
Mm-hmm.
They're not up for interpretation. They did it or they didn't do it. Now there are judgment calls, of
yes.
course. And that's when you get into reviewing judgment calls. Why not just leave it at the level of the human who's there to judge that's on the field? I'm just not understanding any of this in totality because we're reviewing the same judgment call, essentially different, depending on when it comes within the course of the football game, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's what it boils down to.
And why is it different or why can it have a different impact at a different point in time of the football game? And I get back to that example I said all the time. A hold or a missed hold that springs a big long run 4 minutes into a football game, that's not different than a pass interference call with a minute left. It's just not, and it shouldn't be. It could have the same exact impact.
This all comes back to the attempt to try and, you know, post facto salve the emotional wounds of New Orleans Saints fans.
You know what else it has to do? Yeah, you're right about that. That's the first point. That's the springboard to all of this. Mm-hmm. And it also has to do with, and it comes back to, starting that second game on time. You know?
I mean, yeah.
They don't want to drag out the end of football
games. They don't want games ending at 5 o'clock.
Hell no. They need to start that second window on time. And they need to make sure that people get their first game that starts at 1 o'clock and that's finished at 4:10 or whatever. They start that second game at 4:15. Bang, that hits. Then they get a little bit of dinner and then bang, that Sunday night game hits. They can't have it long or short either way.
The exact
football
way
– fits in the right can.
The exact way this is going to go down is early in the season – you're going to have a pass interference call in the final 2 minutes that they decide not to review for whatever reason. And that's going to blow this whole thing up. I mean, I could see them.
I marvel at how strong the NFL is considering how screwed up the officiating situation is. Really, but it's the worst officiated of all the games when you look at the structure of the officiating.
I'd be willing to bet, and I understand they passed this for 1 year only, it would not surprise me in the least if by like week 7 or 8, they've decided to rescind this amendment and say
it's
we're
in
not
for
even,
a year.
I could see the league just halfway through the year being like, you know what, we can't manage this. We can't do this anymore. And rather than living with the results of what it's just going to be a mess at the end of every game, rather than trying to live with the results saying halfway through a season, yeah, you know what, we can't manage this, and we can't find a fix for it. You can't review pass interference. It's not going to work.
It'll be 1 year and done. I know that. You know, if it's in for a year and that's what it is right now, it'll be one and done. There's no way they'll re-up it for a second year. It's going to be a total mess. It's going to screw up the end of games, and it's going to be there's an imbalance in how the game's officiated with 4 minutes left before halftime, and then with a minute and a half left before the end of games. And it just shouldn't be. Officiating needs to be regular, and it needs to
There's
be
gotta be
universal.
Some consistency.
Yes.
What did we see in the Stanley Cup playoffs? There's got to be some consistency.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.